I thought, before saying too much more about that, and I thought I'd just mention this, a little bit of demographics of the prison system in America. We currently have about a little over 6 million people under supervision in this country. Okay, and I like to talk about supervision as opposed to incarceration, because it's an important part of the incarceration process is that most people that get out of jail or prison are put on paper. They're living under probation or parole. They're having to report regularly to a probation or parole officer. They have a large number of sanctions placed on them. Their behavior is greatly constricted. Usually, almost always, this involves coming in and having urinalysis. So any drugs or alcohol in the urine on your trip to your probation or parole officer gets you in trouble. So there's a little over 6 million people that are on probation or parole or incarcerated. 2 million people currently in jail or prison in America. Just last year it went over 2 million. We have the highest rates of incarceration in the world, except possibly for China. It's a little hard to tell. Some of the numbers that come out about China are really astronomical, and so we're not sure about them. But otherwise, we're fairly certain. No matter, we're near the top. We're also near the top of execution rates, but I'm probably not going to talk too much about the death penalty today. So we incarcerate a large portion of our population. I think 6 million people is around 2% of the population. Roughly half of those people are African Americans. African Americans constitute 13% of our population, and they represent 50% of our prison and incarceration population. So that's a gross overrepresentation. There's lots of reasons we could think about why that happens, but it's important to be aware of it and to think about it and try to understand why that might be. So that you can play around with that number a lot. There's a few numbers that stick out to me that make that more meaningful. One is that the lifetime chance of me as a white male being incarcerated in this country is about 4%. About 4 out of every 100 white men end up actually going to jail or prison. Just under 30% of African American men will go to jail or prison sometime in their life. Okay. 30%. 4%. Incarceration rates, and that's just males. Yeah, the proportion for females is about the same. The proportion of, but I don't know what the incarceration rate is. It's much lower. So, well, I know the rate is much lower. So, your probability of going to prison would be much lower. But proportion to white women, it would be about the same. Incarceration rates, about 1,000 out of every 100,000 for white people. That's around 1%. And over 9,000 for every 100,000 for African American men. The prison population in America has doubled between about 1985 and 1995, rough, give or take a couple years here. Which is an exponential growth in the prison population. 50% of that growth came from drug arrests, the war on drugs. Okay, 50% of the increase. So we started, you got the same number of people who are stealing cars and breaking into houses and assaulting people and raping people and this sort of crime, basically. And then all of a sudden we have twice as many people going to prison. Half of those people are going for drug offenses, and the other half, roughly, are from probation and parole violations. And that's why I talk about 6 million supervised adults, is because the recidivism rate, that is the rate of going back to prison, ranges, but it's often as high as 75% in a lot of different regions. And so a lot of those people that get on probation and parole fail to negotiate that, and they go back. And the vast majority of those people don't go back for breaking a new crime or committing a new crime. They go back for violating probation and parole. So if they go out and have a couple of beers and watch the basketball game, and their probation officer calls them in the next day, they stand a chance of going back to jail for what you and I have, you know, the unalienable right to pursue happiness. You know, and so all sorts of things. And it's pretty messy. If you get involved in probation and parole, you find out that they take a lot of people. They have maybe a bachelor's degree in a related field, and they give them a short amount of training, and then they give them 70 to 100 people on probation and parole to supervise. So they're a little overworked, a little undertrained, a little stressed out, and they got a bunch of people who have a history of being obstinate, and they're angry, and they don't really like authority very much, and they sure don't like being told what to do by young white people and white kids. You know, this is often the case. You know, the probation office hires kids with bachelor's degrees, so oftentimes they're coming in and working with almost always somebody younger than them, and usually not of their own socioeconomic status. So it doesn't work very well. It's not a very positive relationship a lot of the time. So, all right. Oh, and so another couple of things. About 65% of the people who enter prison on a felony charge lack a high school education. 50% of people who commit felonies in this country are under the influence of alcohol or drugs at the time of their offense. And about 33% of them are unemployed. So when we look at who's getting locked up and what we're doing to them, you know, there's a lot of questions about what's effective. 33% are unemployed. Education and economics are correlated. So poor people get less education as a rule. And single motherhood is correlated with poverty, and therefore that's likely. I don't know. So anyhow, I just want to give a sense of sort of a little bit of, you know, why people are getting locked up, because it reflects who's in jail, who you're likely to meet in jail or prison a little bit. you know, I think 45 years ago, if you went into a jail or prison, you were going to come into contact with people who were pretty antisocial and committed fairly serious crimes. That was basically who we focused on locking up. And in the last 15 years or so, we've changed that. Okay, so it's informative, and it comes across to me all the time in the people that I work with. I like working with inmates. I generally like them. And so there's reasons, because they're generally average people who are spending time for doing what a lot of people get away with. And it depends a little bit on what prison or jail setting you're in, of course.